Thank you so much for listening to Why Is Harriet Crying? If you want to join us over at patreon.com/whyisharrietcrying, you can sign up, and for the price of a coffee, the podcast becomes weekly. That means you get an extra episode every fortnight where me and Sunil solve each other's problems. Is that what we do?
I thought you were going to say we solve crime. I thought that's where you were going. I'm like, yeah, good new direction. I like it. Next episode, well, we'll be solving crimes.
Yeah, so tune in. Thanks for supporting us, everybody.
Thank you.
Hello, and welcome to Why Is Harriet Crying? With me, Harriet Kemsley, Sunil Patel, and our brilliant guest, Jessica Fostercue.
Hi.
Hello.
That was the most professional intro we've ever done.
Even I was
if
shocked.
I say so myself.
I loved it.
I just said all the information at the top, which has never happened before.
Really good.
We've yet to explain what this podcast is about during the podcast, so we should probably start today.
You just let it, you don't need to say, it's good, it's a well-written podcast where you're showing rather than telling.
Oh, okay. All right.
What the podcast is about.
Well, we should tell the complainers that, shouldn't we?
We should yes. tell we the should people that complain.
No, don't tell the complainers, Sunil. I've explained this.
Sorry, show.
Show them.
How much we don't care what they say.
Yeah.
Wow.
You show them a slowly raised middle finger. Creaking.
So to all
life.
Our Patreon subscribers.
No, not the subscribers.
Not to them.
Not to
they
them.
They can complain. We'll listen to their complaints.
Yeah. Yeah, they get
well,
the
we count
one.
Their money.
Yeah. Okay,
so I'm looking at your bookshelf now. It's pretty good quality.
No.
Pretty good quality camera. Watchmen.
DVDs.
Loads of DVDs.
Lots of DVDs.
That's
Lady.
Space.
She's looking down a barrel of 40, isn't she? She's got all those.
Do you have a DVD
Still got loads
player?
Of DVDs. I do Ooh. Have a child who's talking in the background of the podcast. And yes, I do have a DVD player. An antique. It's a Blu-ray player, but it plays DVDs.
DDDs.
Yeah, my brother, when my, I've got a half-brother who's only 20, and then when he was a toddler, he couldn't say DVDs, he said DDDs, and so the whole family mispronounce it now forever and ever and ever. It's started as a bit of gentle bullying, and it's continued and become a bit of sort of Fostercue lexicon.
I think it's better. I prefer it.
Yeah, it's easier
Thank
to say,
you.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
DDDs.
What
DDDs.
Does it stand for
DDDs.
Anyway? Who knows?
Digital yeah. versatile disc.
Right, well, you
Digital
know,
but... versatile disc.
That's better.
Very nice.
Interestingly, the V didn't stand for video, which I find strange. So, That's for another podcast, so don't worry. That's my other podcast. That's my other podcast.
What's that one about? Like flirting?
it's about babes.
Tips.
Just dealing with babes all the
I
time.
I don't know if you know, but the like the V in DVD actually doesn't stand for video. It stands for vagina. Dick, vagina, dick. That's what DVD stands for.
Well, Harriet doesn't like me talking about my other podcasts on this one, so.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Yeah, but that podcast does not exist. I really would like it to happen.
Really? All right.
Yeah, it would be a very short podcast.
Elliot, will you produce a new podcast for me, please?
He's not even gonna.
No, he won't do it. It's about... Oh, forget it.
It's gone again.
It's gone again.
Absolutely gone. sorry, right, okay. So I've got the Amazon map up next to my computer.
Sunil's got a delivery that's happening in 6 stops and he's very nervous and he's finding it hard to concentrate.
I hate that's delivery. I can't. I wish I could just pick them up from somewhere, but they have to, you know, I don't like
If you miss it enough times, you do.
Yeah, but I can't leave the house until Thursday.
Oh, yeah.
I'm quarantining, Jess.
Are you? For work?
Yeah, well, I've come back and now I can't leave. Yeah, and it's fine. I like it.
Okay.
It's yeah. like your normal life.
Do you live in that pub then?
I'm staying here for a bit. Yeah, because I was supposed to move in with Helen Bauer, but her housemates are still waiting to move on. So I've been homeless now for quite a bit of time. Harriet offered a room in her house. But,
and he chose to stay in a pub instead.
Yeah. I said, no, I'd rather not have a home than one with you.
I'd rather be homeless than stay with you.
Then you wonder why she's crying.
Yeah, show not tell. She offered me the sofa in the same room as the dog. So
no, that was a joke. I was going to say you had to stay in the dog crate, but it was a joke, and then you took it seriously, and now you live in a pub. So.
Well, yeah, I take it seriously because you didn't say anything else. You didn't give me any other options.
I thought it was clear I wasn't going to make you sleep in a dog crate.
I thought you were just joking overall.
I don't even know what I meant.
Then,
but it's
and then
out
Jess,
for the best.
Jess, then I refused, and then Bobby sent me a separate message saying, "Please move in. I can't take this anymore." So.
Yeah.
Look at your naughty chuckle. The cracks in a perfectly lovely
enjoying
marriage.
That a bit too much, Sunil.
Yes.
Yeah, fun. You made it fun.
How have you been, Jess?
Mixture.
Yeah.
Yep. Absolutely fine at the moment. Yeah, very mixed amount of been. I've been like, I think generally in life I'm quite extremely up or down, and this year has just been like just like that on speed, isn't it, really, like that, but all nothing to distract yourself from it, so just very aware. We got to the point in lockdown one where I was like, I could feel, I almost felt off my tits on a strong enough coffee. I'd be like, about 10 in the morning, a couple of coffees in, I'd be like, oh yeah, really happy, I'm almost too happy. I'm like, too happy. And I knew there'd be a crash down on those days. Have I stopped drinking strong coffee? No. I live for the highs and the lows. No, I'm all over the shop. But today, absolutely fine, thank you.
It's so difficult because we're low, generally, but then everything, and then there's sudden real lows in the world.
Yeah.
And so if
real
the two lows meet up,
about.
Chaos.
Yeah. I mean, Harriet's been dizzy now for about a month, but it just doesn't really matter to anyone.
Yeah, I've had vertigo for a month.
Yeah.
Well, that's awful. It's meant to be awful.
There are worse things happening in the world, as I keep telling her.
It's a thing. Yeah, I've been complaining about it more than I should, and people have not had much empathy, which is fair enough. There's a lot going on. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, it's hard, isn't it? It is hard as well. I think it's particularly on the people that you live with, because it's so hard. It is so hard to keep caring about small, not that being dizzy all the time is a small thing.
No, thanks, Jess.
But like, even that's actually really important. And if you feel like no one's listening to you about it, just text me, Harriet, because I'll fucking, oh my God.
I will, that's all I want, just someone to say, oh, I'm so sorry for
that
you.
That must
but
be
then,
awful, actually. Yeah. Don't walk along any steep edges, please.
thanks, Jess.
This morning I could hear myself saying out loud to my partner, like, oh, I've got a little ulcer there, and she didn't react because who cares, and I couldn't stand it. About 10 minutes later I was like, owie, ow. Oh, my mouth's hurting where I don't know if you heard earlier, got a little ulcer in there.
And still nothing.
She
still
went
nothing.
Oh no, after that one she went, oh no, like that. Like, thank you.
That's worse, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. I begged for that. It's like, yeah, the joke doesn't work and you're like, come on, please, can you, do you want me to explain it?
Louder.
Desperate, really desperate. Yeah, I'm going to try again, but shouted. That's been my career, actually.
Have you cried today at all with Rudy? Because we just had him on before we started recording. Rudy did say that he cried 4 times today.
Yeah, he's had minimum of four cries today. Rudy's 5 years old. If you listen to this and occasionally you can hear a sort of small, high, squeaky voice.
Yeah.
He's got headphones on and playing a game that you win, so he's often shouting out his scores. Or
you need to tell him that there's worse.
I don't know if you heard it. A little bit ago he went,
Was that him?
Do you think it was me?
Where's he learnt that from?
I don't... Honestly, that's not from me. A lot of it... It's just muttering now. It's literally the worst background noise for a podcast. I'm so sorry. Yeah, he at age 5, he cries.
Yeah.
And it does put me in, you know, it makes me feel better about my crying quantities, because he will cry literally every time he doesn't get his way, which when you're five, you've got no power in the world. So it's really, really frequent crying. frequent crying points for that lad. It's a lot of big emotions.
I get it.
And there is often for things that are not fair, you know, that don't make any sense. It was before we started recording, but one of his cries today was because I wouldn't let him dance in front of a moving car.
Yeah. Fair play, to be honest.
Yeah, and he said it was the car's fault for ruining his game. Oh, that's confidence, isn't it? That's some white man confidence right there.
We could all do with being a bit more like Rudy.
Yeah.
Well, you're always looking for like self-help sort of tips from people, Harriet. Maybe Rudy could write up some notes for you.
That would be useful, yeah. Because I like that it sounds like he cries unashamedly. I quite like that. I would like more of that confidence.
Yeah. Do you have guilt about your cries?
I just always feel embarrassed. You have to do it in private. Whereas a child's confidence in those moments is, I'd love that.
Just doesn't care what anyone thinks.
I do. The child doesn't.
Yeah.
Have you always been quite emotional, Jess?
Yeah, I think I have always been quite emotional.
Yeah.
I think quite an understatement. Like, I'm very aware, like, of having like a dial that moves very quickly, so I can be like totally, just a sort of base level of just sort of. 232.
Whoa!
Just a base level of contentment is quite a rare feeling. Whenever I talk about the extreme sort of quick shifts in my emotions, like just what's a good example? I was in a very balanced, quite a productive place. Not chipper, not sad at all. And then like. I told a friend that somebody was being replaced in my work life. Somebody that had commissioned something was being replaced by someone else. And they just went, oh, they took 4 months to reply to an email from me once, which is just a statement of fact. It's not like a big gruesome warning or anything. And that was it. Like, I literally could feel the serotonin go like, boom, boom, gone. And I was just like, I'm really bummed out. Actually, do you know what? You really fucking bummed me out. I was like, oh. Yeah, really just a swear word. Yeah, they said a little fact, like a little heads up.
Yeah.
Oh, well, a little heads up, you know, don't be too excited about that. You personally, like, they might take a long time to reply to you. And I was like, no. And then I get on top of that a layer of hatred of myself for having had that enormous reaction, which really doubles down on it. Then you've got. It's complicated and tiring, absolutely tiring. Whenever I talk about the extremity of my emotions, I do think, I can hear myself and think, maybe you should try some of the drugs that level you out. If I'm honest.
I think that shows so much awareness, though, I think, because I don't even know that I'm emotional or that I'm having a feeling. I'm just like, I just accept that is... what is happening and I'm in that. But then you have that awareness to be like, this has made this happen, and then that's made me judge myself on top of that.
It's almost even worse, isn't it, knowing that this has made this happen and now I feel bad because I know that.
The problem is, like, how do you fix it?
Well, you're in an ideal situation, Harriet, because you don't know what's happening, really.
Yeah, ignorance is bliss, actually.
Easy for me,
like
just
a child's
wandering around.
Ignorance.
Yeah. Sunil, have you ever had that?
I know what you mean. Like, it's quite interesting. Very few people talk about disappointment like that, like what you're saying, Jess, with the email and stuff. But it is such a huge thing with what we do. Is like, you're always going to be hit with disappointment. And then you're always told, like, everyone always says, like, oh, you know, it's a marathon, not a sprint. And you always remember that. And you go, well, I fucking just want the marathon to be over, please, at some point.
And then
you're supposed to be like, you're supposed to do it for the enjoyment of the work and everything. But then how, like, you need measurements. You need stuff like that and all of that stuff.
Marathons aren't fun. No one
ever says that. Marathons are not fun. You wouldn't sign up for a marathon. You wouldn't do that, would you? You wouldn't sign up for a career in comedy, for a charity.
It just doesn't end.
I'm going to have a career in charity. At some point, my nipples are going to bleed. At some point, I'm going to need someone to sort of squeeze a little energy pouch in my mouth.
Yeah. When's that going to happen? When's that going to happen?
I do find that, like, and everybody needs it different. But the problem is as well, when you do find a fix for anything like that, like, be like, well, I found I'm happier if I live like this. It's not permanent, is it? You've also, like, in a couple of years, your situation, your career is different. The sort of work you're doing more of is different. So you need to change it up. Like, it is. I've got a thing recently where I found, I don't know how long it will last for, but especially with acting work, that you don't get to be happy unless you take the risk of being happy often before a part is yours. I don't know if you would agree. I think the happiest part, the only thing funner than actually acting is getting a part. Feeling of like you've got a part, it's like, but often you don't get a part, you get a pencil and then a heavy pencil and you get all these, you might have the part. And unless you choose to get off your tits happy on a maybe, you will never get the joy of getting the part, because then you get it dragged out with the maybe you have for so long that when you get it, all you've got is like, oh good, what a relief. You don't get the happy bit, so you've got to take the risk of being happy about maybe having a job that you maybe haven't.
And then you do it, and then you're like, when's the next one though?
Yeah.
When is the
and
next one, please?
The panic of doing a good job, as soon as you've got over the excitement of having it, then very quickly it's the stress of, can you do it? Are you going to be good enough?
Will they like me? Will they like me enough?
Do I deserve it? Will anybody... Have I got enough tokens for someone else to look after my child? All the practical implications of it come in.
God. How's he getting on?
Rudy, how are you getting on? What's your score? Only 5. He's fuming.
Was it 2-3-2 a minute ago?
Wow. He was on 2-3-2. So he's probably had to start another game. Yeah. He got 441. It's game after game. It just rolls on.
You see, he's got it right. You just keep playing and keep racking up points, keep losing, and then start again.
Yeah. He's going to be an excellent gambling addict.
Training him with that dopamine,
Training him with that, sweet, sweet.
Don't stop until you're completely out.
Yeah.
Do you find having
a piggy bank?
Do you find having a kid helps with your emotions? Because I guess you have to try and pull it together. I've never had to.
Or
you're meant to, at least.
I think you're meant to.
But I guess it's good to be honest and show how you really feel. I guess that's that's good.
It makes me. I think it definitely. There's an element of keeping it together in the sense you don't get to completely and utterly unravel unless things are really bad. But equally, nothing has pushed me to the edge ever as much.
You found new limits, though. You found limits that probably weren't there.
I have. And equally, it's not so much now. It was like the ages of 2 and 3 were, frankly, cataclysmic. And I just had to do... I just cried. It got to the point, violence-wise, him, not me, don't ring anyone, that I would... Actually, the only way to snap him out of it was to, like, show you real feelings and cry and cry. Not get angry, that always escalates it. But if I'm bottling anger, then there will be tears.
I don't think my parents ever explained to me how they were feeling. They just told me to do this or that.
But then did you do it? Because it's also, the other thing about even parenting a five-year-old is it's sort of like being gaslit really badly. Because it's like they pretend you're not there. You're like, okay, so it's time to... You need to go try for a wee now. Like, your legs are crossed, you're hopping, you're like shaking with how much piss is in the tank. You need to go for a wee now. And it will be like, you're not there. It's like you didn't say anything. It's like you're not there. And then suddenly they're sat in a puddle of their own wee.
Yeah, that was a good end. Yeah. I just need to answer the door.
Okay, great.
You answer the door, Sunil. I think Sunil could do with being pushed. I think a kid would really help him to feel some emotions.
To feel some feelings.
Yeah, I think that would be a really good idea.
I loved the idea of Sunil potentially. I think one, you know, even the most, like, dead inside, repressed, toxic man. Not that Sunil's any of those things.
Dead inside, for sure.
Dead inside. But you can't, as I understand it, witnessing the birth or like, you know, being there when your firstborn is born, or any of your borns is born, that's pretty hard not to shed a tear in that moment. Do you think you'd manage to not cry, Sunil, even if you watched your child enter the world?
I couldn't even imagine what that would be like. I see loads of people crying and I'm like, I don't get it. But you have to be there, don't you?
I don't think you're meant to care about anyone else's child.
No, I don't. Yeah, no, true.
Yeah. Babies specifically look like their biological dad so that they're conjured into feeling.
Is that true?
Yeah, and don't run away and understand that it's theirs. Yeah.
That's mad.
They all come out looking like their dads.
All right, well, I'll cry then for appearance's sake.
Yeah, with a beard. Little bearded baby.
And glasses.
Full thick head of hair.
Yeah.
With glasses.
Ow!
Sorry, the Amazon man just said, he just called me sad. Because I said, I saw you arriving on the app. And he went, well, that's sad, isn't it? That's just sad.
Yeah,
and I was like, is he joking? I don't know.
At least he's called you emotional, though, in a way.
Yes!
No, that's... Is it more like emotional pathetic. To be... Pathetic. Is pathetic an emotion?
I don't know, but you're feeling
it. Is
it
now.
Or on top of my admin. I don't know what, you know, fine.
Yeah,
he's gone now.
Good for you. I was just saying, I think it would be really good if you had a kid, because I think you could do with being pushed a bit.
Yeah, I think having a kid's good for people. Yeah, I think, like a lot of people, it's great for them. A lot of people are scared of having children because they think it'll get in the way. But for most people I've spoken to that have kids, it's been it's been the best thing, obviously.
Yeah, but it does get in the way. To
all
be
right.
I can imagine it giving you a million times more emotions.
Yeah, no,
but
sure.
It also does get in the way, and you'll have all these emotions for the first time ever, and be having to learn how to keep them in check.
And I'd have to prioritize everything in my life. I'd have to stop doing stuff that I, you know, just not waste any time, which I love doing. But, you know.
Yeah.
Has Harriet told you how none of her family have ever asked if her and Bobby are having a baby soon?
Oh, yeah. No, I love that. They still haven't. Have they still not?
Now they've started to mention it, I think. For a long time, it was just like... Their main thing was how they didn't want me to get a dog. That was, they were very...
So is that why you've got a dog? That. To sort of see if they'll keep the dog alive then hope that a few of them will start asking you to breed?
Yeah, that someone might be like, come on. Come on, guys, you're getting older. It's time.
No one said that, have they?
We've started to talk about it more, but I think usually, because all my friends were like, once you get married, like all your friends start asking you about it, and all your family start, and then no one did.
Literally none of us have asked you if you're having kids at any point. I don't know what it is. Just can't imagine it.
They were just like, please, no. It's hard enough for you guys to get by day to day.
Oh, God. Well, you've got you're all set up to have kids basically soon, aren't you? Really?
Yeah. There's just not much hope for it. Do you know what I mean? Like with me and Bobby's genetics, I can't imagine it. It's just going to be.
Worst case.
Dizzy and confused and.
It's going to be a dizzy, confused baby.
Canadian. Yeah, it's going to be
Canadian
so much
anger
going
management
on.
Problems.
Yeah.
Allergic to fruit and veg.
Yeah, we've always said it's going to be called Gweeble, and it's just going to be bumping into furniture and crying. And then just becoming inexplicably angry at itself.
I think it's going to go the other way, and you're going to have like a baby Hercules, like a little invincible golden bollocks, good looking, clever, popular, really like muscly. Super tall,
incredible. I'd love to see Aryan that. I'd love to see that parents' evening where this super good-looking tall baby is just like, I don't know who these guys. I don't know who they are. They just turned.
I don't know. Yeah,
no idea where they came from. Think I'm adopted. What about your sister? Does she get asked that as well, or is it just you, Harriet?
My sister. I don't know. I don't know. And I don't
or your brother.
Think my brother is. Yeah, I think they probably would more because they're probably more together. I think it's just like, I'm more together now, but I think for a while it was just like, oh God.
But you think everyone is together and you aren't, but I don't think that's entirely the truth.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Just thinking about it.
I think especially at the moment, it just feels like everything is just chaos and everything is going badly. But then it's just reminding yourself that most people feel that way at the moment.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I'm not good. I think because I feel like other people are maybe better at putting on a front and pretending like things are going well. And I think I've never been able to
I need to learn how to do that as well.
Like how? Like, you know. How does that?
Well,
I think
you know, my girlfriend and I went for a walk with some friends we hadn't seen for ages, and they were like, how's things going? And I was like, oh, well, very up and down. And she was like, we've had lots of lovely times as well, haven't we? You know, and I forget that is what you're meant to do, I think. It's meant to go, oh, yeah, great. You know, and if you're talking for long enough, maybe you can get into some of the slightly shitter stuff, but don't open with, like, oh, really?
Wow.
Yeah. You know, open with a nice, you know, say, you have a bit of front, you know, for the sake of kindness and interest in others' feelings, you know.
Well, I don't think you can put a front on, though. I don't think Harriet can put a front on. It would just be such an about turn to how she's been all her life.
Yeah.
To suddenly be like, how can you even pretend to be confident? I don't even know if that's a thing.
Oh, it happens all the time.
Is it? How do you do it? How do you pretend to be confident?
I think you see it lots in kind of younger people, especially in comedy, where you've got this like swagger.
But younger people have that because they haven't seen enough and they haven't been hurt.
Yeah. Haven't had any hard knocks.
I thought the hard knocks were supposed to make you more confident anyway.
Real confident.
I don't want that path.
I didn't realize for a long time that people that seemed confident could be the most underconfident, because I just thought that people could chat to everybody and seem like everything is together, but they're often the ones that I get told are the least confident. And everyone's like, they're just being that because they're underconfident. But then you're like,
totally. I think it's the really people that have got like full, you know, makeup tutorials, knockers out all over social media. The people who describe themselves as queens. Nat, you're in trouble.
Yeah.
You're lonely. Something's wrong. Something's bad. Relationship's gone to shit. Career's not where you want it. No one needs to call themselves that. Like, I think anyone who's like, who's, you know, day in, day out, two thumbs up. Yeah. Must be struggling in reality. It's like in that same, it's the classic, isn't it? Anyone who needs to go, oh, I'm crazy me. It's like, no, you're boring, you're normal. Yeah. Like, you don't need to tell us. If you tell us, don't show us. Show us, don't tell us your success in yourself. Yeah.
Well, so that means I'm actually really together by what you just said, Sunil. Yeah.
Yeah, I never said you weren't. I've never said you weren't together. You just said
it would be very hard to imagine you being together.
No, pretending to be together.
To be together.
Like, I mean, I'm living in a pub. Like, what?
That's true, actually.
What is?
Yeah. There's a ladder behind you.
I can't move it. I don't know where to move it to.
Has it got heating in there?
That's what I was worried about.
Yeah, a couple of hours a day.
Oh, God.
No, it's fine. It's fine. It's very warm.
I hope
warm.
Your Amazon delivery was loads of fleeces.
No, it's fine. It was really... I basically, as soon as I arrived here, I'd spent like 2 days in my old place getting rid of all the moths that were there. I set off loads of smoke bombs. And I thought, right, I've got rid of them all and that kills everything out of my clothes. Got here, took the duvet off the bed. There were just two moths just chilling out.
Oh, God.
And I thought, oh, could just be a one-off, these couple of lads. Then I went away for 2 weeks, came back on Friday, just moved my pillow, another moth.
Oh, God. Oh, dear.
So we're going to set some smoke bombs off this week, I think. And
Do you think you brought them with you?
No, I definitely didn't, because I killed all mine, and everything is vacuum sealed. It's been a real...
Well, do you think that they've talked, though?
They've heard you've got a good cashmere selection.
I think one of them flew up the road and told the other lads and said, right, let's come on. Let's
well, this
him.
Guy's just killed 800 of my mates.
Women and babies as well. Revenge. I killed them all. Yeah.
Wow.
We've got to kill the larvae, haven't you? Because they're the ones that are deep in the fibres.
Hope you haven't got a huge vegan listenership.
Yeah, but
we've talked about vegans... rat killing a lot, to be fair.
Oh, yeah, actually, Harriet... I loved that episode.
Harriet kills a lot of animals. She just doesn't like to talk
by
about
accident
it.
Often.
Yeah,
by often. Accident. Sorry, often. Tell us about the deliberate killings you've done, please.
Well, that was the rats.
Oh.
But actually, I don't think any ever got killed. He had the air pellet gun. But it went free. It went over Bobby's foot and out into the estate. So it's free.
Oh, yeah. He must be a good shot if he's going to shoot it with an air gun.
He wasn't. And he was absolutely terrified of the rats. He was like edging like slowly like behind me. And I was like, we're paying you. Like, why are you nervous to go in the room where the rats are?
Wow.
Great.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Well. But then there is a cat. I did let that cat free. There was a cat. The woman that lives here left the cat. Just left a cat behind.
I'm not the cat.
Which we think is a bit out of order. She left the rats and a cat. And then we found the cat. And then we tried to bring it in. And then Bobby left for 20 minutes. And while he was gone, I lost the cat. But then we found the cat again. And we think she's pregnant.
Oh, no.
How's this story going to end, I wonder? How will this journey end?
Dawn the cat. She lives in the bush around the corner.
She's in the bush around the corner.
Yeah, Bobby's very invested. He goes every day and gives her food and water. I'm not that into her, to be honest.
But does she not want to come indoors? She was refusing. No, she keeps running out.
I brought her in and she lost her shit and somehow managed to get out within 20 minutes.
Yeah, basically imprisoned
her. She ate a hole in the door. Yeah.
Yes, she tunneled her way out desperately. Oh, yeah, dear. can't be confined, Dawn.
No. But
yeah. She's going to have babies. Then I think we're going to have...
Then you're going to have cats.
We're going to have cats. Yeah.
I was going to ask how Sunil Patel the dog was doing.
Very well, actually.
Quite big.
We got a puppy, Jess, and he's named after Sunil. he's called Sunil Patel the dog.
Very nice. Yeah. Nice.
Yeah. Did a competition, a comedy crafts competition on Saturday. Lovely. And I had to record all these videos for it, and Sunil Patel the dog came last.
Who won?
I don't know who won. Stuart was like, he lost, because I was like, this is a fix. I don't understand how he could have lost. Like, he's so lovely. But then he said he
is it
lost
the loveliest
rounds.
Dog competition?
Pardon?
It's not the loveliest dog competition, though, is it?
It can't have been, because he would have won that. I think it was just he couldn't do it. He couldn't actually do any of the rounds.
Right. And he didn't have any skills. And obedience.
Didn't have any skills to win. But
none
he
of
said,
the skills, none of the obedience, none of the
quaffer
looks.
Not well behaved, not well trained.
I got sent a picture of him the other day, lying on the ground, refusing to walk any further on his daily walk.
Yeah, sometimes
just splayed out on the ground.
He got yeah, completely.
Oh, I saw that on the internet.
He gets completely flat. He did it three times on the walk today. He's just
three
like,
times.
Nah.
He just stopped, did he?
Yeah, but he lies down like this. You just can't move him at all. And if you pull,
it's
then
pretty
he's just
incredible.
Like...
The power of this pandemic, if it's even made dogs sick of walks. That's one samey year, isn't it?
Yeah. He's only 3 months old
like,
as well.
Walkies, get fucked.
Oh. All he's ever known is the pandemic.
We saw a friend of ours the other day, and he wouldn't stop humping him. But then
Sean.
Our friend Johnny. And then he wouldn't stop humping his leg, and then Johnny was like, it's like we've just, because he hasn't met many people, it was like we've just brought him a man to hump. He was having a great time. We're gonna get him fixed though soon.
Yeah, please.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't have kittens and puppies.
No, not horny puppies and kittens. Yeah. Angry kittens. Bush
and
kittens.
Rats.
And rats. Yes, it's all go here. So have there been any, like, have you had any real lockdown lows? Like, I've had real moments of, like, the other day I got, well, that was also dizziness, but I just couldn't get off the ground.
When was this?
I was meant to see Sunini, but then I'd done a Zoom call and everyone was moving around, and then my brother kept showing all these flashing lights. So then I just, just got really
to
dizzy.
Make you dizzy?
No, I think he was just he just wanted to show the flashing lights. Then he was like, "Oh, sorry, Harriet, but it was too late," and I was really dizzy. So then I was meant to see Sunini, I couldn't get off the ground, and then I was just crying on the ground. So that's that was partly lockdown related, but also I couldn't get off the ground.
I mean, you've been crying for the last month now about this, but I get it. Yeah, that was pretty bad.
Yeah, it's also just Bobby's not... He is like, he has started to listen more, but it's like, it's wearing quite thin, I think. But the more someone doesn't want to listen, the more... Like, I'm often like, feel dizzy again now, and he's like, okay. And then a bit later, I'm like, feel a bit worse, feel a bit dizzy.
But
like,
what do you want him to do, though? What do you want... What's the...
Talk about it.
Why?
Talk about it for a while.
For a while.
Just for a while. Yeah. Just, like,
just kill some time with this conversation.
A few times a day, just listen to my symptoms and sympathise and say, oh, that must be really hard. Snell, have you had any lockdown lows?
At all?
Well, yeah. I mean, like, yeah, but what, as in, like, feeling sad?
Yeah.
I don't really know. Not, I mean, like, because not really. But, like, I...
Can you imagine that? That's incredible.
Well, yeah, I probably have. I was a bit sick of it at one point. Like, maybe Christmas was a bit boring. But, like...
I like that you didn't even say lonely. You just said boring.
No, everyone thought I was lonely. They all kept checking in with me 3 times a day. So most of my day was, like, 6 hours a day of just Zoom calls, which is nice. But, you know...
It's trying to bat away people.
I wasn't batting away people.
Just too loved. Too loved. Not that. It's boring, just,
it's
isn't it?
It's so boring. Because everyone...
Must be hard to know.
No, it's fine. I like it. I've probably seen more of my friends. I've seen more of my friends in one go. So there's people looking into the pub now. There's people looking in. I've seen more of my friends in one go during the pandemic than I would have... You know, normal times because
what illegally or on
Zoom? No, as in on Zoom because it's strange to have so many people together in one go, free. But lows in terms of like, I probably put on about 8 kilos between October and November because I just had 2 beers a night. That was a low. Is that does that count?
No,
it does count.
It's so measured. It's so measured as well. I had 2 beers tonight. So I put on quite a small amount of weight. I put on an imperceptible amount. I put a beard hideable amount of weight on from having an absolutely sensible amount of alcohol.
Well, it's because like, I'd get into a routine of doing things and then I'd find it very hard to break it. And then the next routine was going out every morning, getting a coffee and 2 pano chocs. And just have it. what do I want 2 for? And then just, the biggest joy of the pandemic for me, the only thing you can like really look forward to every day is what you're going to eat.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And planning
it's so hard, isn't it? That, and then being like, well, take joy where there is joy. Oh, God, I need to take this much joy? Like, it's been a year of trying to dance that tentative line. I've also had to come to terms with the fact that I'm like, definitely on the spectrum as a feeder. Not like not in any kind of, don't make a documentary about me, but like, you know. The conversations we have here about like, oh, maybe, you know, I might try and listen to my hunger and my fullness a bit more. Blah, blah, blah. And then I was like, yeah, maybe like, I don't know. I should maybe bring less stuff back, like when I've just popped out. And she was like, yeah, maybe a bit like. And then she was like, because like today, and I was like, and she was like, I hadn't asked for anything today. And I was like, no. And she was like, and you bought me 2 pano chocolats and a chocolate like thing in a cone. And I was like, yeah. Yeah, didn't ask for them. 3 items. 1 item you could be like, it's just a loving partner. I thought of you. 3 items, it's like,
fucking eat that. Are you eating the same for yourself? Or are you just vegan?
I'm not able to verbalise everything I feel. Here's some sugary objects.
Are you having the same amount of food, or are you just giving it
away? In some contexts, yes. In other contexts, no. I don't care about sweet things and small pastry things like that. What? But I find it impossible.
Yeah.
To like have a normal amount of a dinner or a lunch if it's nice. Like I feel like my I'm trying to listen to my fullness, and it's like, well, I've been listening for a very long time. I've been eating for an hour now, and I'm still listening for it. Like, I have days where I feel bottomless.
Yeah,
I'm the same. I don't really get full. I don't understand the concept of being. I could just continue,
if I am full,
half an hour later, I'm ready to go.
Yeah, 100% ready to go. And there have been times where I've been like, well, I don't feel like I'm eating that much more, but I'm doing Christmas poos.
I know when I'm doing two a day that's like we've eaten too much.
Yes, we've really upped the... And all whilst moving less. Yeah.
I'd always comfort myself by saying, look, it's only a short period of time. And then once we're out and about, I'll be wandering, using a bit more energy. I can't keep clinging on to that hope because it's going to come on so slowly and I'll still be eating the same amount.
It will be the summer as well. I think that will be a nice thing about creeping back to normality.
None of my shirts fit, Jess. What do you mean it'll be nice in summer?
That's worse, isn't it? Maybe it's
worse. I'll be showing my nipples to everyone.
At least we'll be coming back into the real world as we're expected to be partially naked in front of strangers.
Yeah, great.
At least we'll be having to pretend we're confident in these bodies immediately, probably in front of the people we've seen the least often, our families, the ones who judge us on our bodies the most. Get your body out, everyone will be saying. Well, you're not a good enough feminist.
God, yeah.
I went to see a physio and he said, I've got a hump.
Oh, really? What, your humpback?
I didn't hear that. An actual a hump. Do you mean it, though? That,
yeah. Well, he was concerned. So I guess that's...
A posture-related item?
Yeah, I think it's like a hump, like a neck hump, maybe, just from sitting.
Tech neck,
just
they
like,
call it. They call it tech neck when you're like...
too much tech.
Like that on the phone.
Just too much tech.
Too much tech, yeah. Yeah.
Right.
What are you going to do about that?
I'll spend the rest of the podcast like that.
Thanks, Jess. I think probably just have to pay a lot of money to this physio man to try and fix it.
Yeah, just chuck money at it. That's what I'll do.
Yeah, good one.
Do you want to... We always end the podcast, Jess, with a sad story. Do you want to hear a sad story?
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you, though? Because it's not good.
It is.
Oh, I do. Love sad stories.
Crocodile seen eating shark in remarkable images.
It's always we so turned loud to see that.
What?
You just come in really loud on the crocodile seen eating shark.
Throwing out the sad bit now.
We turned to see the shark thrashing away in the crocodile's mouth.
It's a video, isn't it? It's a video, and you're reading it out.
Oh no.
The 46-year-old described the once-in-a-lifetime experience, saying that he had been completely taken by surprise when it occurred only 60 feet from where he was standing.
How is this sad?
Because a shark got eaten unexpectedly.
You don't even like sharks.
I don't like sharks.
That is a good point.
This is about a dolphin.
Yeah, what's the sad bit? Is it the unexpected bit?
The shark gradually moved less until it was
even unexpected.
Swallowed whole head first.
It was gradual.
It's not even unexpected. What's sad about moving left?
The crocodile can be seen with its mouth closing in on the 100-pound bull shark pup. In the next, the shark is firmly between the reptile's jaws on its way to its fate.
It was on its way to a fate. That's something.
It's quite sad. Little pup on the way to a fate.
Poor little pup on its way to a country fair.
It usually lives off fish. However, it points out that they will attack almost anything unfortunate enough to cross its path. Zebras, small hippos, porcupines, birds, and other crocodiles. It seems that the young shark was unfortunate enough to do so. Did that make you feel anything, Sunil?
Tell me what website you got the story from.
Just
tell me.
Okay, there have been a few recently from The Mirror, but that was from The Independent. Ever heard of it?
Yeah, I have.
Independent news, Sunil?
Yes, I've heard of it, yes. And why was that in a newspaper?
What? I don't really know, to be honest. But did that make you feel anything? Because that poor shark had no idea what was going to happen that day.
Well, I nearly felt things towards the end. I nearly had a feeling.
Thank you.
I reckon I had about a third of a feeling.
accident?
No, nothing at all. I mean, this is what, it's like a nature program documentary. They're sad when you see it, you know, when you see like little flamingos get eaten.
Nearly done, Mr. Boy.
Oh, if there was a flamingo, that would have been worse.
Exactly. If you'd chosen a better, cuddlier animal, it would have been fine.
I thought you liked sharks, though.
What makes you think I like sharks?
We always say about apex predators.
I think they're funny.
Sharks.
I think it's funny to call yourself a shark.
Hello, Rudy.
Rudy, do you like sharks?
Rudy, do you like sharks? They've just asked. Oh, even waiting for you to answer that. Do you like sharks, Rudy? He's too busy looking at himself.
What is he? Is that what he's saying?
Yeah. Rudy, do you like sharks?
I just said the answer.
I didn't hear it. Oh, yeah, that's not words. I think so. This is a podcast that people will listen to. So you need to say your response rather than like.
Know.
You don't know.
Don't know. Sharks.
Fair
don't
know enough.
I thought all kids love sharks. But,
no, they're scary. Right.
Yeah, that's why they like
they
them.
They are a bit scary.
Do you want to hear a sad story?
Yeah, Rudy, do you want to hear? The crocodile ate a shark, Rudy, that was on its way to a fate. So does that make, yeah, fate, like a fair. And like a like to Legoland.
I didn't know that crocodiles eat sharks.
Yeah. Well,
Thank you, Rudy. Yeah. It's unusual. Yes.
And would you say that that's a sad story, or how has it made you feel any feelings to hear about the crocodile?
Awkward.
Fair play. Yeah, it is awkward.
The other awkward thing is that why would a shark go for a thunderstorm?
Yeah, that's awkward too, isn't it? It's almost like I made that bit of the story up.
Good shark impression there. Though.
Yeah. Rest of the shark.
Oh, he's a dinosaur fan. That's why he doesn't like sharks.
Yeah.
He's chosen a team.
That is
just gonna punch him in the
armpit. Just a couple of punches to the armpit.
A couple of slaps to the armpit. Don't sniff it. Oh God, he's self-sabotaging this one. Oh dear.
Okay.
Well, thank you so much, Jessica.
Oh, thanks for having me. Headbutt to the knocker happening now.
Jess, do you have anything coming up, or what's your
I've got a story on Radio 4 that should be on BBC Sounds. And I think it's called Better the Devil You Know. That I wrote and I'm reading it like and telling.
Lovely.
That's probably it. And I've got a podcast called Hoovering About Eating.
There you go.
Great.
Follow you on at
Jessica Foster Clue everything.
There we go. Yeah.
Brilliant. Thanks for having me. I love this podcast. Ow!
It's all over. It's all over. It's got no sound.
Just had everything pulled out.
Well, we'll get Rudy on at some point as well.
You're going to have to do this podcast at some point.
There's no fee, Rudy.
Oh, he's left.
He's gone. He's gone to play with a ribbon that he took off a memorial. In
oh,
the
now park. He goes. Did he? Take off
no, I think it was off some terrible child art. But we were worried enough to leave quickly.
Good. shall we leave you to it then? Yes. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having
me. Thank you so much, Jess. We love you.
I love you. Take care. See you soon.
Bye-bye. Thanks for listening. Hope you enjoyed that episode of Why Is Harriet Crying? If you want more episodes and more from us, you can go to our Patreon. Just look for Why Is Harriet Crying on the Patreon website. And for £3 a month, you can get double the amount of episodes. Imagine that. And there are various different tiers. You can be on my team or Harriet's team and get extra bonus features. So head over there and subscribe.
But seriously, please, can you join my team and not Sunil's team? Because I do take it personally whenever anyone joins Sunil's.
Yeah, join Harriet's team. She needs it.